Hello, welcome to the English program. We're broadcasting from Spain, but as you may quite possibly have worked out, I'm from Liverpool, England, and we do cover, because of that, quite a lot of Beatles-related information. And we've been sort of looking on the various websites, and we're on the Beatles website now, the official one, Beatles.com. Obviously, there are many thousands and thousands of fan sites on the internet. Well, there's only one that really matters. That's the official one. Beatles.com is the place to go. And I'm looking at one of the bits of news release here about UK and Ireland dates for Paul McCartney. It says here, Paul's first UK and Ireland appearance of 2010 will take place in Dublin at the RDS on the 12th of June, 6 months after Paul's sellout show at the O2, that was in December, as part of the Good Evening Europe tour. The next day we'll see a Paul McCartney first, when he headlines the Isle of Wight Festival on Sunday the 13th of June, his second ever UK festival after his now legendary headline appearance at the 2004 Glastonbury Festival. After that, Paul will head to Scotland for, amazingly, his first ever UK standalone stadium show. That's on the 20th of June at Glasgow's Hampton. Is that right? Hampton Park. Bit of trouble reading that. Hampton, I think it is. Wow, I can't pronounce that one. This is almost exactly 20 years to the day since Paul last played in Scotland. On Saturday the 26th of June, Paul will play his first show in Wales in 31 years, when he brings the tour to Cardiff's massive Millennium Stadium. He last toured Wales with Wings in 1979. Finally, Paul will appear as the headline act in London at this year's Hard Rock Calling Festival. Paul has appeared in Hyde Park twice before. The first time was when he opened and closed 2005's Live Aid concert. The second, when he came on stage as a surprise guest last summer at Neil Young's show to perform the Beatles anthem, A Day in the Life. More information about Paul McCartney's tour dates are available, as I say, on the official Beatles website, beatles.com. You can also go to paulmccartney.com. They are the best sources of information for either the Beatles sort of generally, or Paul McCartney in particular. So there you have it. The Beatles information there. We like to keep you informed regarding what's going on with sort of ex-members of the Beatles. This is the English program, as I say, broadcasting from Spain, but we're available online, which basically means it doesn't really matter where we're broadcasting from. It's who's listening that counts. And if you want to sort of make your voice heard, you can contact us with your thoughts or views or opinions or suggestions. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/English Radio. You can send an email, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. We also have a MySpace page, myspace.com/stevesradioshow. The English program brings you regular announcements regarding news related to the world of the Beatles.